77 WABC.
You know, given the way the Yankees are playing, I don't mind listening to that music anymore.
Who? Who? They've lost like eight straight. The Mets have won eight straight.
And great. Boston is doing
well. We look very proud of
them. Right.
Hey, before we get started, because we have a great guest, but did you know that this portion of our show is brought to us by our friends at Calvary Hospital?
Well, I do know.
Now they're great.
All right.
So the great Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello, he's director of the Office of Parish Giving and the Vicar of Development. He's the pastor of a very vibrant and exciting parish, St. Bernard's Parish in Middle Basin. He's also the host of Breaking Bread on NetTV. But today we're talking about an award that both of us know a bit about.
Well.
The Joe DiMaggio Award Dinner is back, and it's honoring a wonderful Christian, although one of his best friends is a Jew, yourself, Mariano Rivera. Monsignor Jamie, great to have you on again.
Good morning. Good morning, Rabbi. Thank you for having me again.
So tell us about the dinner.
Well, you know, I attended that dinner for 20 years. When I remember back about 20 years, I first ordained the priest, and I was in St. Patrick's in Bay Ridge, and the Varian hosted that dinner in his honor, and I attended it many years, and it was always a great event. And I, you know, the last couple of years, the event did not take place, so I inquired a little bit about it, and I wound up at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, who now has the exclusive rights to the name through Joe DiMaggio's lawyer and estate. So I approached him. I said, let's bring this dinner back. Let's try to do this.
Did we lose him?
Honoring a great man. And it was just always a great dinner. So we put it together in the last 2 months. And we have about 200 people coming on Thursday evening.
Where is it going to be? We're going to ask you that a couple of times today. So just where is it going to be?
It's going to be this coming Thursday, May 5th, at the Metropolitan Club. It's on 5th Avenue and 60th Street, and we have about 200 people coming, so it should be a nice event, and we're looking forward to bringing back that great award that honors a great man, a great baseball player, a great hero.
You know, it's rooted in DiMaggio, Mr. DiMaggio, Joe DiMaggio, who was, a lot of kids don't even know who Joe DiMaggio is now, you know, which is a shame. And he certainly played before our time, Jamie, and before your time too. I'm not being funny, Joe, but I mean, you were a little kid. I remember it was Mr. Coffey. You know, that's where it was for us.
I remember Marilyn Monroe. I don't remember him at all.
But when you look at what he did for the Italian community in particular, he was a real icon and someone who sort of helped establish that community.
There's no question about that. And, you know, he was just a great American. And, you know, he had great values. And, you know, people, you know, he was a great sportsman. And, you know, people look up to that. And, you know, he came from nothing. And he really became someone that many Americans look up to and many sports figures look up to him. He's a legend.
You know, we're speaking with Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello, Director of the Office of Parish Giving, Vicar for Development for the Diocese of Brooklyn, Pastor of St. Bernard Parish in Mill Basin, Bergen Beach, and host of Breaking Bread on NetTV. I've come to know Mariano for some time. We were in Israel last year, and he with his family, and he took his parents, and he took his wife's parents. It was a whole family trip, and they asked me to join them. And you could not be recognizing a better deserving individual than Mariano Rivera, because he was great on the field. Everybody knows that. But let me tell you about off the field. He's got the Mariano Foundation that helps young people and makes a difference in their lives, whether it's in Panama or here. He's built a church, you may know, in New Rochelle, and attracted many people there. His wife's a pastor. He does not miss a Sunday morning service. He does not miss an adult education class during the week, not because his wife forces him to go, but because he wants to go. And it is so refreshing when you see someone who really is who you say he is, because, you know, sometimes we tend to exaggerate qualities of people, but he is real. And I'm very proud of you and the organizations for paying tribute to him. We did some time ago. He's with us every year at our gala. And I love the guy.
Yeah. And then we look to honor someone we look at the life that they lead, that they live. And he, you know, we looked at his life. We knew that he was very active in his church and his wife, and he gives back. And this is what this dinner is all about from its inception. All the money's raised goes to helping young people, and in our situation, as it was in the beginning, for education. The Columbus Citizens Foundation has a scholarship program, and so does Futures in Education. So all the funds raised will go back to helping people in Mariano's honor, just as he does with his foundation.
Monsignor, could you talk a little bit more about the Futures in Education and where that money's going to go and who we're helping?
Sure. I mean, Futures in Education was started about 25 years ago to assist children in our private schools and our Catholic schools with tuition. Many of them fall under the poverty level, and sacrifices and sometimes have to pull their children out of our schools and send them to public schools because they don't have the funding to send them. So what we do is we assist them with the scholarship programs, with our angel program, by having fundraisers, golf outings and dinners and events, and we help and assist these families. We help probably about 8,000 children a year, and there's always room for more. There's about 12,000 children that apply every year, so we try our best to assist them as much as we can. We don't give them a free ride. We give them a partial scholarship. And, you know, the family struggles to pay the other part. You want them to take ownership of it. And sometimes the school even helps out. So we do our best to try to provide a good quality Catholic education to as many children as, you know, apply. And it's not only for Catholics. We have about 20% of our students are non-Catholic. And we do not discriminate. Everyone is welcome. And we do our best to give them a good quality education, to try to change lives through the gift of education.
Well, you can see what a priority that is for Bishop DiMarzio, that he has so many talented people working on this, and it's a priority for him.
Yes, it has been since he got here. He reorganized all of our schools. Many of our schools are now consolidating, and so we're clustering the schools together, and we're also, we have a new model now. It's an academy model where we bring in a board of directors, lay people that have an expertise in different areas, marketing, fundraising, management, administration. So at least they help in administering the school to try to make it a better quality school and to do its best to keep them strong and vibrant.
If someone's interested, can they still get tickets?
Oh, yeah, sure. They can just call they can go online on the web. There's www.futuresineducation.org, and they can just look us up and just give us a call.
That's great. What happens there is that people come to celebrate two legends, Mariano and certainly Mr. DiMaggio, but then it also realizes that it's preparing the way for new legends. And the young kids and the families that are being helped with Futures and programs like Futures, it really does make a difference, and it's an investment in the future. And I'm very proud to be able to help any way I can with the program. And it's certainly we have had people from there come to Zvarian, and they do great things there. So keep up the great work, my friend.
Thank you, and you guys, hopefully, I see both of you guys at the dinner.
Yeah, I'd love to see you there.
Very good. All right,
that's great.
Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello, thank you very much. Hey, who's better, you or Jim Vaughn in the kitchen?
that's the question.
Well, looking at the two of them, I know better on one side.
God bless. God bless.
Okay.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
You're well.